pro-Russian insurgents in Ukraine claim victory in a referendum. A prayer campaign supports the families of the kidnapped Nigerian schoolgirls, and a leadership training outreach broadens its scope to South Korea and China. We'll tell you more about it on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder.
Voting was done at gunpoint, not a free or fair election.
That's missionary George Deweist in Ukraine, working with the Christian Reform World Mission in partnership with Russian ministries. Pro-Russian separatists say the referendum vote in Donetsk and Luhansk regions passed by 90% of the vote. Deweist says election fraud was widespread.
People were allowed to vote pretty much anywhere. They didn't have to show ID. They didn't have voter rolls paired names with. People could vote for their neighbors, and they even allowed a reporter from the other side of the country to vote in the referendum.
What does all this mean for ministry?
A lot of it is on hold right now because we just don't know how these situations are going to develop. And then new opportunities for ministry are also coming up.
Like refugee ministry. Deweist has other concerns. Read about them in our web story at missionnetworknews.org. Next, you can help the families of the 300 girls kidnapped in Nigeria by Boko Haram thanks to Open Doors USA. How? By going to opendoorsusa.org website, you can send notes of encouragement to the families of the girls. Then, Open Doors partners will deliver them. This is just one way for you to reach out to persecuted Christians in Nigeria. Pray the girls will be rescued and that the terrorists will come to know Christ. Share this story on Facebook and Twitter at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. Even though the Egyptian government is no longer in the hands of the Muslim Brotherhood, the Christian population still faces daily death and violence. E3 Partners, through their Facebook prayer ministry, 838, is calling you to help them build prayer walls for believers in Egypt. They detail several incidents that are causing concern. A warning: it's graphic footage. This is a daily vigil at 8:38 a.m. or p.m. where believers cry out for a church under fire. We'll connect you through missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, Asian Access is expanding their vision for leadership training. A2's David Kim explains.
In the 21st century, there is a movement toward integrating faith and work in a real conscious way.
Which means Asian Access will help business leaders answer this question.
How are we relevant? How do we bring our faith to the places like the marketplace where most of us spend our time Monday through Friday?
They've been testing the waters, and the time is right.
We hope to launch a pilot program spring of 2015 with two cities in mind. One would be Seoul, and the other will be Hong Kong.
The curriculum they're using is adapted from church leadership training into marketplace missions.
A particular challenge is going to be a cultural context. What may work in leadership development in the U.S. may not necessarily transfer well to Asia.
See for yourself what's going on at our website. And what does it mean to be a Christian athlete? Sydney Tremaine, a runner for Cornerstone University, is traveling to Spain this summer with Athletes in Action.
When my coach showed me information about Athletes in Action, it just looked like it would be a great fit for what I want to do going into sports photography, and the fact that it's a faith-based mission work involving photography with that, I couldn't have imagined anything better.
Tremaine will use sports to share her faith in Spain. Back in the States, she'll teach others this idea at a running camp.
I will be working with kids in the area who want to learn, who are willing to learn what it's like to be a Christian in the world of athletics and just learning what that's like, and even showing love to others who maybe don't know the love of Christ.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. May is National Foster Care Month. Join Buckner International's 30 Days of Prayer for Foster Care. Sign up to receive daily e-prayer points to help you pray more effectively for foster children and their families and those considering foster care. Go to missionnetworknews.org and look for the link. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.